The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it." The Gospel of the Lord. If you know anything at all about investing, one of the fundamental rules of investing is diversification. You don't put your money in one basket. You don't set everything into one enterprise. You have to have a mix, some stocks, some bonds, something that's secure, something's a little risky. You have to have balance, of course. That's a fundamental rule. And that's for the world, and it's a prudent thing. Jesus isn't speaking for the world. He's speaking about the kingdom of God. And he's essentially saying, put all your eggs in one basket. Go all in for the kingdom of God. Now, if your friend came to you today and said, I just came up with this great idea. It's a new enterprise, a new product, a new service, whatever it is. Just give me everything. Every single thing you have. Put it into my enterprise. Trust me. You would probably at least think about it. And most people probably would not go forward with that proposition. But what if you had a time machine and you could go back and put everything into Apple in 1977? Some people might go for that because it worked out pretty well for Steve Jobs and his invention from his garage. Jesus is coming to us as the Son of God, coming from the kingdom, coming from the presence of the Father. He knows, and he's saying, I'm telling you, put everything into this. Go all in for the kingdom of heaven. Do not hold anything back. This is absolutely the greatest treasure you will ever know, to have God as your friend, as your Father, as your one permanent possession for all eternity. Go all in on that. He's asking for us to trust. He knows. He knows. One person who did this in an excellent way is St. Catherine Drexel. She was one of the few American canonized saints. And this year is the 20th anniversary of her canonization. She was born into the Drexel family from Philadelphia. Millionaires, multi-millionaires. And when her father died, she had two sisters. The three sisters split evenly the inheritance. They got $50 million apiece. This is in the late 19th century. It's a pretty handsome sum of money. With her thereabouts $50 million, she was ahead of her time. Late 19th century into the 20th century, she was ahead of her time in realizing that the United States does not give a good deal to African Americans and Native Americans. And she knew that the key to advancing was education. And the education of those two groups in our country was not good. So she invested millions into setting up schools for African Americans and Native Americans. She went to Rome and met with Pope Leo XIII and asked him, please send missionaries. Please send nuns and priests from Italy over to the United States to be in my schools, to teach in my schools, to be ministering to these groups that I'm focusing on. And he said to her, you do that. So she went all in and went to religious life. And she took all her money with her and started the congregation, the Sisters of the Blessed Sacrament, which she was the founder of. And they went Their mission was to start these schools and to minister to blacks and to Native Americans. One of the schools, she set up many, many schools, but one of the schools she set up was in New Orleans in 1915. She set up a school specifically for African Americans down there because they were very, very underserved, as you can imagine, in 1915. And that school eventually, within 10 years, became Xavier University of Louisiana. It still exists today. It today sends more black students to medical school than any other school in the Western Hemisphere. More black doctors have graduated from that school than any other. And that's just a small fruit of what happened to Catherine Drexel because Catherine Drexel went all in. All in with her $50 million inheritance, which when she died had none of it. In fact, I've been to her shrine in Philadelphia where she was buried. And they still have her room, her desks that she wrote on, where she managed her congregation. They still have the pencils she used. She would use pencils literally down to the eraser. She left no money for herself. Nothing. She put it all in to this mission, way ahead of her time in this country, to take care of the underserved, the black people and Native Americans. And she made a major impact in this world, in this country, and in the kingdom of God. And so she's one example, shining example from our own nation, of someone who found the treasure in Jesus Christ and gave everything to buy that field and to have that treasure. She trusted Jesus. And as we heard in that second reading from St. Paul, brothers and sisters, everything, even your failures, everything works for the good for those who love him. If you love Jesus Christ, if you go all in on that treasure, even your failures will work for the good in the end. And we have the life of Catherine Drexel to remind us of that, and we have the example of Jesus himself, no greater example. All things work for the good for those who love him, including crucifixion. Praise God for this greatest treasure that we now have in this world, this great and wonderful Eucharist we are about to celebrate.